Hey there, everybody. Today we're diving into something you might not expect. A world that might not seem very exciting at first glance.
Yeah.
Road maintenance.
Road maintenance.
But trust me,
right.
This is about way more than just potholes.
Oh, yeah.
It's about how a local government makes those tough decisions, balances the needs of its residents
right.
with all those safety concerns,
yeah.
and while trying to stay within a budget.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll be looking at two documents today from the rural municipality of St. Clements.
Okay.
A decision paper that explains why they are proposing this new road policy.
I see.
And the policy document itself.
Okay, so what's interesting is this RM of St. Clements is in Manitoba, Canada.
Okay.
And it's essentially like a microcosm of what's happening in towns and cities everywhere.
Oh, interesting.
You know, they're grappling with that age-old problem.
Right.
How to keep the road safe and functional.
Yeah.
Without spending too much money.
Right, breaking the bank.
Yeah, exactly. And this new policy is likely a direct response to concerns.
Okay.
You know, raised by residents.
Makes sense.
Or maybe as part of their upcoming budget planning.
Oh.
We don't know for sure.
For sure.
But those are the two most likely scenarios.
Yeah. And I'm seeing this real emphasis on being proactive in this policy.
Yeah.
It seems like they're really trying to get ahead of road deterioration.
Okay.
To avoid those bigger problems and costs down the line.
Yeah. And that's a really smart move, actually.
Yeah.
Studies have shown that taking a proactive approach to road maintenance can reduce long-term repair costs by a significant margin.
Wow.
Sometimes up to 50% even.
That's huge.
So it's not just about fixing what's broken, you know?
Right.
It's about investing in a sustainable future for their infrastructure.
What I find really fascinating is how this policy goes beyond just reacting to complaints.
Right.
They're talking about this complete overhaul of their approach to road maintenance.
They're proposing a systematic planned approach.
Okay. Starting with a full inventory of all their hard surface roads.
Wow.
And then they're going to conduct regular inspections and use a scoring system to prioritize which roads need attention first.
Okay.
So it's pretty comprehensive.
So if we were to apply this system to where we live, would our street be at the top of the list to get fixed?
That's a good question.
I guess that depends on how they score each road, right?
Exactly. The policy outlines this scoring system that takes several factors into account.
Okay.
50% of the score is based on the road's physical condition.
Oh.
Things like the severity of cracking,
the
number of potholes,
okay,
how bad the rutting is,
right,
and even the effectiveness of the drainage system.
So they're not just looking for potholes. They're assessing the overall health of the road.
Exactly.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
A road with a few minor cracks is a very different problem than a road that's basically one giant pothole.
Okay.
That's right. And then 30% of the score is determined by how much traffic the road carries.
Okay.
They use something called average daily traffic, or ADT, to measure that.
ADT.
Yeah. And the higher the ADT, the higher the score.
Makes sense.
Because more traffic equals more wear and tear.
The final 20% of the score
is
determined by something they call strategic importance.
Interesting.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting to me.
Okay.
What exactly makes a road strategically important?
Well, that's where they take into account the bigger picture.
Okay.
It's not just about how bad the road looks.
Right.
But how important that road is to the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
For example, does the road connect multiple communities?
Okay.
Is it a major route or just a small local road?
Yeah.
They also consider whether it's a primary emergency route for ambulances and fire trucks.
Right.
Which is especially crucial in a rural area like the RM of St. Clements.
And of course, they can't ignore the economic impact.
Of course not.
Roads leading to businesses, farms, those are the arteries of the local economy.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they weigh all these different factors.
Yeah, me too.
When making decisions about which roads to prioritize.
It really highlights the complex considerations involved in infrastructure planning.
Huh?
They have to balance the needs of different stakeholders.
Absolutely.
To consider long-term sustainability and, of course, work within the constraints of their budget.
Always.
Speaking of budget, the policy is pretty transparent about where the money for all this is coming from. They're committing to dedicating a specific mill rate to road maintenance.
So a mill rate is essentially a dedicated property tax.
Okay.
That's specifically earmarked for a particular service.
Got it.
In this case, road maintenance.
Right.
This creates a reliable and predictable funding stream for these projects.
But they're not stopping there.
No.
They're also exploring other funding avenues.
Oh, what?
Like grants and loans.
Okay.
Which shows a real commitment to investing in their infrastructure.
Yeah, maintaining roads can be expensive.
For sure.
So it makes sense to look for creative ways to secure the necessary resources.
Absolutely. It's about being proactive and resourceful.
Exactly.
It seems like they're really trying to move beyond simply reacting to problems and instead build this long-term vision for their road infrastructure.
Yeah, I like that.
This policy really emphasizes a data-driven approach, doesn't it?
It does.
They're not just randomly choosing which roads to fix.
Right.
They're using the scoring system to make more objective and informed decisions.
That's a key takeaway here.
Yeah.
Using data can help move beyond gut feelings and anecdotal evidence.
Right.
When it comes to infrastructure planning, it allows for a more strategic and efficient allocation of resources.
Right.
Which ultimately benefits the entire community.
And they're being very open about their process.
Good.
The criteria they're using and how they're funding it all.
That's great.
This level of transparency is essential for building trust with residents.
Absolutely. When people understand the reasoning behind the decisions being made, they're more likely to be supportive.
Right.
Even if it means their own street isn't at the very top of the priority list.
Okay, so we've talked about the overall goals of this policy. Their plan for this systematic approach.
Yes.
And the scoring system they'll be using to prioritize roads.
Right.
Let's dive into the specifics of that scoring system.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm really curious to see how they break down those three main categories.
All right.
Road condition, traffic volume, and strategic importance.
Well, let's unpack that the policy document actually goes into quite a bit of detail.
Okay.
About the specific criteria within each category.
Okay.
And how points are assigned based on the severity of each issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nuanced approach that acknowledges that not all road damage is created equal.
Right. So let's imagine a specific road and see how this scoring system might play out in practice. Let's say there's a road that connects two small towns. It's in pretty decent shape, maybe a few cracks here and there, but nothing major. It sees a fair amount of traffic, but it's not a major highway.
Okay.
So in terms of road condition, it wouldn't score very high.
Right.
Because the damage is relatively minor,
uh-huh.
but it would get a decent score for traffic volume.
Right.
Because it connects those two towns and likely sees a steady stream of cars throughout the day.
Yeah, probably.
And what about strategic importance? How would that factor in?
Well, it connects two communities.
Yeah.
So it scores points for connectivity.
Right.
It's probably not a primary emergency route.
Okay.
But it could serve as an alternate route. So it might get some points there.
Okay.
And depending on what kind of businesses or services are located in those towns.
Yeah.
It could also have some economic impact.
So all things considered, it sounds like this road would fall somewhere in the middle in terms of priority.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably not a critical repair, but something they'd want to address.
Right.
Sooner rather than later to prevent further deterioration.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of this system.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
It helps them make those tough decisions.
Yeah.
About where to allocate their resources.
For sure.
It's not just about fixing the worst roads first.
Mm-hmm.
It's about taking a more holistic view
mm-hmm.
and considering the bigger picture.
Now, let's say there's another road that runs past a major industrial park.
Okay.
This road is in pretty rough shape.
All right.
Lots of potholes and cracking.
Uh-huh.
But traffic is relatively light.
Okay.
Because it's mainly used by trucks going to and from that industrial park.
In this case, the road condition score would be quite high.
Right.
Because of the extensive damage.
Yeah.
Traffic volume would be lower.
Okay.
But the strategic importance score would be interesting.
Yeah. It's a vital link for those businesses, right?
Exactly. That road is essential for the economic vitality of the entire region.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it might not see a ton of traffic,
yeah.
its role in supporting those businesses gives it a higher strategic importance.
This makes me think about how they actually quantify that strategic importance.
Yeah.
Do they assign specific points for each factor?
They do. For example, a road that connects multiple towns.
Okay.
Or serves as a major artery would get more points in the connectivity category
yeah.
than a road that just leads to a few houses.
Right.
Similarly, a road designated as a primary emergency route
right.
would get more points than a secondary route.
So it's not just a subjective judgment call.
Right.
They have this clear system in place
yeah.
to ensure consistency and fairness.
That's right. And this system helps them create a roadmap
okay.
for their road maintenance efforts.
Yeah.
Once they have scored all their roads,
uh-huh.
they group them into different priority levels.
Okay.
Based on those scores.
Gotcha.
Roads with the highest scores.
Right.
Those in critical condition or with high traffic volume and strategic importance are labeled as critical.
Okay.
And require immediate attention.
Makes sense.
Then there are high priority roads.
Yeah.
Which need to be addressed soon.
Okay.
Followed by moderate and low priority roads.
Right.
Which might just need routine maintenance or can be monitored for future action.
So this brings us back to the funding aspect.
Yeah.
They've committed to dedicating a specific portion of property taxes to road maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
But maintaining roads can be expensive, so it makes sense that they're also exploring grants and loans.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're being so transparent about their funding sources
yeah.
and how they plan to allocate those resources is really commendable.
It really is.
It helps build trust and accountability with residents.
It's a big step forward from that old squeaky wheel gets the grease approach,
yeah.
where road repairs are often reactive and driven by complaints rather than a well-thought-out plan.
This policy represents a shift
mm-hmm.
towards a more data-driven, proactive approach to infrastructure management. It's about recognizing that roads are this vital asset that requires ongoing investment and careful planning
right.
to ensure they continue to meet the needs of the community.
And what's so great about this deep dive
yeah.
is that even though we're talking about a specific policy in a small municipality in Canada, the principles behind it are applicable anywhere.
Absolutely.
It's about using data to inform decision making.
Right.
Being transparent about funding
yeah.
and taking a long-term view of infrastructure planning.
Exactly. Whether you're in a bustling city or a quiet rural town, the challenges of maintaining roads are universal.
Right.
This policy offers a compelling model for how communities can approach those challenges in a thoughtful and sustainable way.
Now, before we wrap things up, there's one more point I wanted to highlight.
Yep.
This policy focuses specifically on hard surface roads,
right.
asphalt, concrete, that sort of thing,
uh-huh.
which makes sense given the context.
The RM of St. Clements has a mix of paved and unpaved roads.
Yep.
And this policy seems to be geared towards addressing the specific challenges
yeah.
of maintaining their paved infrastructure.
But it does raise an interesting question.
Okay.
What about the gravel roads?
Mm-hmm.
They make up a significant portion of the transportation network in many rural areas.
Yes, they do.
And the challenges of maintaining them can be quite different. We're talking about different materials, different wear patterns, even different costs
yeah.
associated with maintaining those roads.
For sure.
It's a whole other set of considerations.
It highlights the fact that there's no one-size-fits-all approach
right.
to infrastructure management.
Yeah.
Every community has its own unique challenges and priorities.
Uh-huh.
What works in a densely populated urban area might not be suitable
right.
for a sprawling rural municipality.
This policy is a great example of how a local government is trying to address
yeah.
the specific needs of its community.
Right.
They've identified hard surface roads as a key priority. Developed this data-driven system for managing those assets.
Right.
But as we've discussed, it raises the question of how they plan to address the maintenance of their gravel roads.
That's definitely something to ponder.
Yeah.
Perhaps they'll develop a separate policy
okay.
specifically for gravel roads,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they'll incorporate those roads into this existing framework
right.
with some modifications to account for the different maintenance requirements.
It would be interesting to see how they adapt this scoring system
yeah.
to evaluate the condition and importance of their gravel roads. Traffic volume is likely a less significant factor on those roads.
Probably.
But things like connectivity to farms and rural properties,
mm-hmm.
access for emergency vehicles,
yeah.
and the impact on local industries like agriculture would likely carry more weight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating challenge.
It is.
And it really underscores the complexity of infrastructure planning.
Yeah.
Especially in a rural context.
For sure.
It's not just about keeping roads passable. It's about understanding how those roads connect people to essential services,
huh?
support local economies, and contribute to the overall well-being of the community.
So as we wrap up this deep dive
yeah.
into the world of road maintenance policy,
road maintenance.
I think it's safe to say that we've uncovered more than just a few potholes along the way.
More than a few. We've explored the challenges of balancing competing priorities,
right.
the importance of data-driven decision-making,
uh-huh.
and the power of transparency in building trust
yeah.
between a government and its citizens.
And we've seen how this seemingly mundane topic like road maintenance
right.
can actually offer valuable insights
yeah.
into the broader issues of infrastructure planning, resource allocation, and the long-term sustainability of our communities.
This policy from the RM of St. Clements is a great example.
It is.
Of how a local government is taking a proactive and innovative approach
mm-hmm.
to addressing those issues. It'll be interesting to see how they continue to refine and adapt their strategy in the years to come.
Yeah.
Particularly as they consider the unique challenges of
yeah.
maintaining their gravel roads.
We hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought.
Yeah.
Maybe it sparks some questions about how these same issues are being addressed in your own community.
The next time you're driving down the road, take a moment to think about all the planning, the resources,
yeah.
the decision making
yeah.
that goes into keeping that road safe and functional.
Right.
It's a complex system, but it's one that's essential for the well-being of our communities.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the surprisingly fascinating world.
It is fascinating.
Of road maintenance policy.
Road maintenance.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.